Yo, Voodoo Drew.
Yo, how you doing, brother?
So I hear that you and Danny O were in the Sicko Zone this week.
Yes, sir.
Trying to finish up the new O Show theme song for 2012.
Absolutely.
In the middle of 2012, by the way.
In the middle of 2012. Which I think we did in the middle of 2011 as well, I believe.
Right. So consistent with lateness.
With Danny O timing.
Right. So I'm just curious, how is Jamaican time going? Like, is the 2012 theme song finished?
Yes, it is finished.
It is?
It is written. However, there are...
That doesn't mean finished.
Apparently, we all have different definitions of the word finished.
No, actually, the song is finished.
He's talking about the country.
Dan.
Finish.
It's finished.
It's finished.
It's in finish.
It's spelt...
Orky, dorky, 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 orky, dorky, Osho.
When you put the chicken in the pot.
That's sort of how it sounds
Swedish.
Like,
oh, my bad. Whatever. Who knows Finnish? If you didn't call me on it, nobody would have said shit. Who knows Finnish?
That one person out there would have sent in a letter.
Our one Finnish
and
fan.
We wouldn't have been able to understand it.
Well, I'm Finnish with him.
He's finished.
It's Danny O and Big Daddy Donnie, and this ain't white boy humor. I don't want no dick slapping on me. You ask why, I'll ask why. You gay? Quick to slap a bitch like I'm Y2J. It's made all week. You can't wait till our shit drop. Your bros with the O's and O's in the pit stop. Wrestle trivia, orchestra and round table. We rock better than Brock Lesnar when he found table. You're now able to throw us props like Brett Favre did to make our egos bigger than Bret Hart's is. You want our bubbles to pop like flowing soda? You got a better chance of Santino going over. So now tell every motherfucker that you know, log on to a.com. It's time for the O Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 268 of Radio Radio. My name is Big Daddy Donnie. Coming up this week, did Danny O and Notorious T.I.D. really get contract offers to model for The Gap? Osters need to know. What professional wrestler was named the worst father in the world this week by ABC News? The WWE Intercontinental Champion cuts a promo on a TNA pay-per-view this past Sunday, and everyone's fine with it. Has the world gone mad? And in case you were wondering, you will get an opportunity this week to meet one of our brand new interns right here at the O Show. He returns with the Pit Stop. We are going to be joined by a man who knows how to get funky. Somebody call my mama. Ernest Miller is on the show. We'll be back right after this.
Business owners, it's time you pay a visit to Mellotel.com for all of your small business needs. From VoIP telephone services to blogging, website and domain hosting, logo design, voice talent production, and so much more, Mellotel is your one-stop shop for everything your small business or call center needs to reach the world. Visit us at Mellotel.com or give us a call at 1-888-MELLOTEL, 1-888-MELLOTEL, 1-888-MELLOTEL.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 268. We are broadcasting from the western part of Toronto, aka the center of the universe. My name is Big Daddy Donnie, and I am being joined, of course, by my brand new co-host, Notorious T.I.D. What's up, brother?
Bigger, better, stronger, faster. No, wait, that was a $6 million man thing, wasn't it?
I thought that was that steroid scandal.
Allegedly.
Are you telling us something?
No.
Are you in the gas?
How long have I been doing this show?
A long time.
And I've never told you anything.
Notorious T.I.D. flaps his gums but never says a word.
You got that right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the O Show, and we are being joined, of course, by the rest of the crew.
Oof.
The man who took last week off because he had some sort of emergency. Maybe we can find out what that was all about.
Can you believe the face on this guy?
He's wearing it. By the way, we're broadcasting from Redfish Entertainment.
Yes, we have.
In the west end of Toronto. Voodoo Drew, you soppy son of a bitch.
Yes, I'm the soppomania.
You are like the reject from the Joker's posse this week. Look at that face.
Off air, Donnie loves this mask.
I do love that mask.
I hope everybody knows, by the way.
I do.
I'm telling you.
It's all good.
He looks like the clown from a movie called Vulgar.
Great movie, by the way.
I have no idea what that is.
If you haven't seen it,
no.
Watch it.
Why?
You will
do yourself a favor.
You will.
What's it about?
It's about a clown, and the name of the movie is Vulgar.
Does he kill a lot of people?
It's about a clown.
Is there a bad lieutenant scene?
Yeah, there's a deliverance scene.
I did that this morning, by the way. I did that this morning, by the way, the bad lieutenant scene, the jerk off in the window, but anyway.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you raped a nun. Yeah,
we're totally talking about different scenes here.
When someone says the bad lieutenant scene, that's
really
not the one.
Oh, I picture the jerking off in the window.
Isn't it raping the nun with the crucifix?
Yeah,
that's
totally
the scene.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If you say the bad lieutenant scene.
And clearly he has to give the hand signal for the jerking off in the window. What is the hand signal for raping the nun?
What kind of meat does a priest eat?
Here's the hand signal for raping a nun. It's my index finger pointing to the ground because you're going to hell. Wow. And of course, joining us in studio, ladies and gentlemen, she is very sad because her new favorite member of the team is not here this week.
Thanks for reminding me.
Our makeup artist, Daria, is on assignment. She is in Saskatchewan or something like that. So,
yeah,
Crystal Beth, your crush is not here, but there are other ladies in the
house.
There
are two other lovely ladies here.
Yeah, so you're appeased for now.
For now.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You got a lot of rest and time to sort of plan for this week's show, and you're all fired up and full of piss and vinegar?
Rest? No.
No rest?
No.
No rest for the wicked.
No rest.
Well,
no.
Stop being so fucking wicked.
Did you ask her if she was just full of vinegar?
And piss. Is that a douche reference? Do you douche?
No, I don't.
Does any girl douche
anymore?
I think
we've had this conversation before, and douching's terrible.
Why
terrible for you. It's terrible for you.
I don't think girls douche anymore.
Yeah, Drew, it's terrible for you.
Oh, wow.
Stop doing it, Drew.
I've been doing it in my piss hole for
the
so
original,
weeks.
The original douche was like back in the day they used like cleaning products.
I thought,
like
Donnie,
Lysol,
I thought
so.
Donnie was the original douche.
Thank you. I take that very kindly.
You know what? Just
every time I hear douche, I think of those old Massengill commercials from the 80s. You know, the teenage girl goes up to her mom. Hey, mom, do you ever sometimes feel, you know, not so fresh?
Dirty.
No, because I haven't been banging
like
everyone in town. Yeah,
like 80s.
That was an 80s commercial.
I saw that commercial like a year ago.
Well, it ran forever.
Yeah.
It's a good commercial.
Summer's Eve.
That's right.
April rain. Springtime showers is a good flavor.
Isn't that what you do to your girlfriends?
It tastes good.
Hey now.
Puts it on his French fries.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of douchebags, I just want to get this out really quick before we move on with the show.
Go ahead. And, who are you going to call out as a douchebag?
Oh, there's plenty I want to call as a douche.
So do it. Name names.
But anyways.
Name names.
Is the motherfucker.
Who in the record industry?
Well, this has something to do sort of with the record industry, but
right.
Everyone knows the story.
Nope.
About the guy who's been hacking up human body parts.
Oh, the cat from Montreal?
And has been mailing them around. Now
he's like a gay porn actor.
I thought it was the wine guy.
The wine guy?
Yeah, that Magnata wine shit.
Yeah, that's his name. What's his name? Rocco Magnata or something?
Yeah, Lucas Rossi Magnata.
Luca.
The guy from Rockstar,
yeah,
Supernova,
yeah,
or
him.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways.
He's been watching too much Dexter.
I've been actually, Sosic Social Club's second latest video.
Don't tell me he's in it.
Actually, it is about, you know, hacking up human body parts.
Oh, bad timing,
it,
dude.
The one called, it's called Sweet Nothing. It features Onyx. And was released a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the one with the baby scene.
That's the one with the baby drinking the eyeball at the end and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's normal.
So I just want
to say, now I don't have to watch it.
Spoiler alert!
Thanks for not watching, by the way. But
yeah, I totally watched it.
We have been getting a ton of hate mail regarding that video, and it's even gone as far as death threats.
But you like that.
But what?
Like what we do.
Hate mail?
Is an act.
You don't condone your videos?
No. I condone. We did a good video.
Oh,
with
it's called Art.
The great director with great actor Tom Savini, who created Jason from Friday the 13th, for fuck's sakes. We have
never
fucking
heard of him.
Louis Rankin from Belly and Ox. We have fucking Onyx. We have Bishop Bagante, who was in the movie Narc. I mean, very big video, and a lot of people are starting to think that this cat watched this video and got the fucking idea from the video.
Come on.
And I just want to publicly say
that would mean you're really, really over.
Wait.
I just want
wait.
To,
yes,
before
sir?
You publicly say anything.
Yeah, call a lawyer.
Yeah. And publicity is always good.
Yeah.
Not that kind. I just want to say, you know, what we do is an act, and guys, like, much love for watching the video and stuff, but don't take this shit like to that level, and we have nothing but hatred for what this guy is doing. It's disgusting.
So you're telling all your sickos out there not to go kill people?
Please don't.
Okay.
Unless
I'm more interested in the fact that he actually thinks that he's so over that this guy watched his video and
dude,
went out and did this.
Apparently he fucking was into that kind of music. And motherfucker, look at my views, motherfucker. Go fuck look at
three,
my views.
3 hours later, he's still hot at it.
On World Star Hip Hop, on YouTube, on fucking Hip Hop DX.
On Dancer, on Prancer, on Donner.
Amazing.
So I just sorry guys, I just wanted to get that out of the way, and I just want to say thanks everyone for their support for us, and we just do not condone that kind of
okay
behavior.
So to summarize, wow. Voodoo Drew wants to tell his fans don't kill people. Notorious TID wants to tell his fans go kill yourselves.
Pretty much.
That is true. It's
okay.
Kind of the same thing, right?
That's, yeah.
So.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what turned us on, what turned us off this past week with this installment of the O's and the No's.
O's and O's.
And now it's time for O's
and
No's.
O's and O's.
O's
and O's. O's and O's.
All right, who wants to kick it off?
Well, I might as well right now because my first no is the fact that it took you a week of Tuesdays to find the damn button to play the theme song for O's and O's.
Editing, motherfucker. Nobody will know.
They know now.
No.
How change the oil while you're under the bus. All right.
You threw me there.
Well, that's right. Run you over with the fucker. Damn thing, too.
Go ahead.
You know what? I got a couple of O's for this past week. The first one, obviously, is the fact that the UFC fights earlier. Good fights. You got to see some smaller guys duke it out. Mm-hmm. But I think most importantly was the fact that there was a fighter named Buddy Roberts.
Nature Boy.
And a referee named Chris Adams.
Of course there was. He's a gentleman.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. In the same fight?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes, Buddy, and who would have ever thought that you would get to see Buddy Roberts and Chris Adams
now,
in there together?
To complete that triumvirate, who would have been the perfect opponent? Michael Hayes?
Ronnie Garvin?
Yes.
Rugged Ronnie Garvin.
Ronnie Garvin, right?
That's the answer.
And the only thing that I didn't like about it was the fact that he didn't come out to Freebird.
Ladies and gentlemen, the preceding joke was made for wrestling nerds over the age of 35. Thank you.
Both of you.
No, and you know what? And if you guys don't know what that joke, the reference is, go
look
back,
it up.
Look it up because it'll change your life.
Look it up.
Google it.
Google it.
All right. Krista Beth, you got a no?
Or a no.
Or a no.
Let's see.
Or a no.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, first of all, I'd like to mention that last week that I said I was going to watch TNA.
And?
Instead of WWE, and I realized that I'm here on Thursday, so I can't watch DNA, so it was a big fat lie.
She realized she doesn't have cable.
Well, that too. But there's internet.
Right. You can steal the shit.
Oh, we don't do that.
We don't steal?
No.
But it's free
it's
TV.
It's free TV.
We borrow.
No.
Appropriate.
Anyways, I'm happy because Brooke, or whatever you want to call her
Wait,
now.
Wait, which Brooke? I'm confused.
The old Brooke.
Okay.
Not
Mueller.
Yeah.
Because according to Hulk Hogan, we can't have two girls named Brooke.
Whatever. The better looking, but the one that doesn't look like a Hulk Hogan with a vagina.
Whoa, really? No, I
disagree. Dude, she's eye broccoli.
No way. I would eat cereal out of her toilet.
Scott Steiner.
Of course you would. Look at you.
I would eat Cocoa Puffs out of her asshole.
Scott Steiner had the best line about Brooke Hogan this week.
New ones or used ones?
What, Cocoa Puffs or assholes?
Yes.
She probably has a used asshole.
Scott Steiner said she looked like a man who was sprinkled with tranny dust.
Which is pretty much what Beth just said.
True. Yeah, I agree.
I disagree.
Wow.
So go ahead. What are we saying about Brooke Tessmacher?
So she's the new women's champion.
Yes.
Good for her. I like her. But then I found out that the new TNA women's champion is competing in a Hooters bikini contest to become the spokesperson for Hooters.
Fuck? Awesome. I love those women.
With like 100 other women.
So that's an O for you?
No, it's a no, because if she loses,
right.
What does that say about the TNA Women's Champion?
Like you took the hottest chick in your company.
Yeah.
And she's competing with a bunch of regular chicks.
Nobody's in Hooters,
yeah.
Which...
And Hooters is so bush league. If it
no,
was...
it's not bush. It's boobs.
Boob league. It's boob league. If
I hate that guy's music, that Michael Boob, Michael Boob league.
Michael Bushley?
Michael Boob league.
That guy moves mad records. Holy.
He's got moves like Jagger.
How many do you got?
Dude,
of his.
Do you have moves like Jagger?
No.
You know he's got moves like Jagger.
That I do.
Where is my CD, Drew?
I got the moves like Jagger.
Ow! Yeah, like if I agree with you, if Brooke Tessmacher was competing in Miss Universe, cool, good PR for TNA, because no matter what she does, it's good. Hooters, come on, we laugh at Hooters.
Right. They're probably a sponsor.
No, they're
no,
not.
No, they're not, because the cherry on top is
TNA's like, got no sponsors.
I said I have to research this. What's going on? Okay. And then it comes out that she, you know, works at Hooters, when she's not on TNA. Oh, so all of this is going to come out, and it's going to look terrible.
I love it.
I love it too.
So good.
TNA champions will get Hooters.
TNA. Wow. Where, you know.
You don't get paid.
Yeah.
So I got two more no's this week.
Go ahead.
Very quickly that I want to get off of my chest. Number one being the, I don't know if anybody else here watched the Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley Jr. fight. The fiasco that was the scoring.
I didn't see it, but I saw the highlights, and a lot of people are pissed off.
Yeah, because you know what? This is a fight that Pacquiao won. I've watched it twice now, along with a lot of other people. He won this fight. It was a very controversial decision, and so controversial, in fact, that people should be fired for what they did. The judging in this was atrocious, and now it looks like... I don't know if there's going to be a rematch or not, but it doesn't look like you're going to get to see Mayweather and Pacquiao, because it's certainly not going to mean what it meant before Pacquiao loses this
fight. Is that really true? Because if nobody believes that Pacquiao deserved to lose this fight, then it doesn't mean anything.
Well, you know what? I think it's the last word that I heard as of yesterday. It looks like the commission is going to actually review this whole thing. So who knows? This could be the first time in, what, forever? That we've actually seen the commission get involved in one of these things. They usually just let it go. But, I mean, this isn't just every fighter that we're talking about right now.
Right. Well, I mean, I still think Pacquiao and Mayweather, no matter, like, I think those guys could lose their next 10 fights. And that's still going to be a money fight.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to lose those next 10 fights yeah, to. Right. I mean, lose his next 10 fights for his lunch or his bum. If he's not careful, because prison will do that to you.
Apparently. How long is he going to be in prison for?
Is he alone in prison?
No, there's lots of other guys in there.
I mean, in his
cell. They give him his own fucking prison?
No, in his cell. Retard?
Yeah, I'm the retard.
Amazing. All right. I don't know whether to O or no for this. I think I know, because I just know for the concept. ABC News put out a story this week where they dubbed Hulk Hogan the worst celebrity father in the world.
Really?
And they ranked him ahead of
Chris
Bobby Brown.
Oh, I know what you were going to say.
Bobby Brown.
Uh-huh.
Joe Jackson.
Oof.
I mean,
that's got to be a lifetime thing, though, for Joe Jackson, because his kids have been out of the house for a long time.
It's a lifetime achievement award.
Oh, okay.
Lindsay Lohan's papa.
How do you say that?
Is that her Yiddish pronunciation?
Lone. Yeah, Lohan brow.
The one that kills me is if you call Hulk Hogan a worse dad than Woody Allen.
Well,
and they did.
I mean, he did kind of go out buy alcohol for his son that his son then drank and then got into a really bad car accident.
But he didn't try to diddle his girl.
Not on camera.
and that was an accident.
No, really? Do you think he did it on purpose?
Well,
it was an
anybody.
Accident. Well, no, there are.
Hold on. Woody Allen accidentally diddled?
Do you not pay.
That could have happened to anybody.
Hold on. What could have?
Yeah. See, I've still got him going on the Hogan thing, and you're talking about
Woody Allen. I'm talking about Woody Allen.
Yeah, I know. Hogan. See, I told you.
You're a shit disturber.
I'm like, no, man. That's horrible, man. Like, what happened to Hogan?
You're talking about Nick Hogan?
Can happen to anybody.
No,
Nick
I don't
Hogan did
that.
Not get diddled.
No, he wasn't. Number one, he wasn't drunk. Okay.
Were you with him?
No, he was just a stupid driver.
That is true. He's and not just once, because it's happened what recently again that he smashed up another one of his cars.
Really?
Yeah. That's his hobby, smashing cars.
Yes.
He's a retard.
Some people smoke weed. He smashes cars.
I believe that Hulk Hogan's the worst father.
Why?
Because he brought Brooke into TNA.
Well, that is a bit of a shit.
No.
Some guy on Twitter wrote to Hogan and he goes, "Hey Hulk, I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something to the effect of, I fucked your daughter Brooke. Can I get a retweet?" And Hogan retweeted it. Apparently. I don't know.
Oh,
All I'm saying is that's twisted.
Thanks, Vince Russo.
No way he's the worst celebrity dad. That is disgusting.
And here's my no, though. I don't know if he is or not, but here's my no.
You question it.
I don't know, but I don't really care.
But what's the level? What's the level of celebrity then? But, you know what I mean? That you could qualify because.
But here's my issue.
I mean, I would think that
fuck you, ABC News.
That dude.
Who are you to judge people's parenthood? Fuck you. Like that shouldn't even be public disclosure.
They're ABC, man.
Fuck them.
They're not like, it's not like they're Fox.
Celebrities should not be subject to this kind of analyzation. If you want to talk about their professional body of work, go ahead. But you start talking about what kind of parent they are, suck my dick. I hate that shit. I think that is just completely off the board.
I think you're jealous.
Maybe.
A little bit.
No one sucked my dick.
How come I'm not on that list?
Did Ozzy Osbourne make the list?
No.
He still doesn't even know he's a dad.
I love the Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon! Thank you. Okay. Well, listen, I'll give you another one. And I mentioned it in the tee up. I don't know how many of you guys actually took your time to watch Slammiversary, but it was this past weekend. TNA celebrating 10 years in business and 10 years of mediocrity. You know, now that being said, Slammiversary did very well at the gate, and TV has been doing better over the last few weeks. So that's positive. The really weird thing to me was they have a promo at Slammiversary where Christian is in the middle of the ring, introduced by Hulk Hogan, and cuts a promo. Apparently, this was part of the trade-off. This is what WWE gave to TNA as a thank you for allowing Ric Flair to come to the Hall of Fame ceremony to be inducted for a second time. For the record, everybody, Ric Flair was going to the Hall of Fame ceremony no matter what TNA said.
He was halfway there.
Yeah. Like, before he even spoke to Dixie, he tweeted and he's like, "Woo! Nature Boy! Hall of Fame! Woo!" And I don't even know if he has Twitter, but I'm pretty sure that's what he was saying. And he's like, "I don't give a shit. I am going to be there." He would quit TNA if it meant going and getting another ring to replace the one he sold on eBay. And there's nobody stopping him. Why did WWE need to do this? And this sparks the question, Tid, that everyone is asking. Are they in cahoots? Is there something bigger afoot here between TNA and WWE?
You know,
because this is fucking weird.
It is really weird. And it's one of those things that, again, is able to blur the lines a little bit. You know what I mean? But
it's fucking weird.
See the match that Christian pulled off in that four-way this past week against, who was it? Kali, Ziggler.
I missed it.
And,
how was it?
Swagger. Once they got Kali out of there, the three-way.
Dude, the
sequencing, the way that they went into the finish, spot on. Ziggler.
They just had to get Kali
Ziggler
out.
And Christian did a tremendous finish to this whole thing. I mean,
right.
It was fantastic. So, I mean, Christian's a company guy, right?
You but know apparently what I mean? Company and, guy was pissed at Slammiversary. Like, he was real happy backstage, shaking hands with the boys.
Sure.
I'm happy to be here. But then when it came down to, okay, Christian, here's what we want you to do on camera. He's like, why the fuck did they pick me?
Yeah.
And he kind of felt like it was a punk off. You know, I'm the Intercontinental Champion.
That.
Why am I here?
I could see that. Yeah, exactly. Are you going to send Triple H over there?
Could you imagine 15 years ago sending Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Intercontinental Champion, to Nitro?
No.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But I mean, at the same time, aren't we talking about the same company, the WWE, that whose intention with Bret Hart was to send him to WCW?
Oh, yeah, because that was all a big work.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. So I don't put it out of the realm that they're going to try to forge these relationships. And it's it's obviously a good way for them to say, listen, you're going to be going to live TV. You're going to be doing this. But just at the end of the day, remember, we're the bigger company.
I'm sensitive to Crystal Beth. You wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, doesn't it make sense to put somebody on TNA that was on TNA before? Like he was one of the ones that was more
so
recently
was,
on
so
TNA.
Was so was R-Truth. Put him there.
Yeah, but what does he represent?
I don't know. He was a former TNA heavyweight champion. Throw him down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, the whole thing's a work. Come on, let's all be real. Wrestling's a work.
In fact, Truth is injured. It would have made more sense to send Truth. He can't wrestle.
I've been saying this for months that these guys have been in cahoots. And you guys are like, no, you're full of shit.
I don't think they're in cahoots. Here's what I really think.
They're pulling the Heyman.
Heyman doesn't even know what that means.
I did that on Thursdays.
What I
did you say Haman or Hyman?
Yes, sir.
That's the Yiddish word.
What I think is
Goyim.
WWE thinks so little of TNA that it was, go ahead, take one of our top guys. No problem. We don't give a fuck because we still know nobody's watching your shit. I think that's what it is more than anything.
We're going to see more of this in the future again.
More talented? I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
I see it happening after WWE buys TNA and puts them out of business. Then you're going to start seeing AJ Styles wrestle for the fucking women's diva butterfly belt.
Yeah. AJ Styles against Sin Cara. There's a match.
AJ Styles against AJ Lee. Battle of the AJs.
AJ.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
that crazy chick.
That storyline, I love it.
She has the easiest job in the history of women's wrestling.
The JJ.
And she's not that hot, first of all.
No, she is.
No, she's really not.
You're wrong.
Tid?
Crystal Beth?
Yeah, you are.
You know what? I'd probably, like, we're talking, like, Bush party, like... Like a kegger party that you just kind of show up and she's hanging out on the couch.
Yeah. I want to be at that kegger party.
Dude, I don't know how Kane did not get wooded in his pants with her.
Dude, this is a habit. Has nobody paid attention to this with Kane? Motherfucker's a playa. Haven't you noticed this?
He always gets the broads.
He's done this storyline before, right?
He's a vet.
Yeah.
He's a vet. I love that. He knows what's going on. Yeah. Listen, as far as the AJ thing goes, all these people are going nuts on Twitter. AJ's such a great actress. She's so talented. She's doing nothing.
I didn't say she was a great actress.
I know, but this is the feedback everyone's giving.
Facial expressions.
Facial expressions?
Yes.
The only facial she ever had was when CM Punk finished on her.
Hey.
You're being too hard on her.
I didn't get it.
I think
Shecky fucking Green over there.
Anyways.
Voodoo Lawler.
Fucking Shrek. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah.
I don't know.
But dude, AJ's totally hot. Like totally. Please can we go back to this? That's what we're talking about, her acting ability. Dude,
there's none.
She sells better than 3/4 of that locker room.
Are you insane?
Bullshit. I totally fucking think she sells better.
All she does is look at her shoes.
She sells better than Ziggler.
Swagger. You're
actually
high.
What
did you smoke today?
Seriously.
It's a new segment.
Hello.
What did Drew smoke today? What did Drew smoke today? I think he injected two.
Into his D-hole.
That's our new segment.
That needs a new theme song.
Oh my!
You know what? Okay, you know what was a really huge O, and everyone's gonna O here. I hope.
It's time.
It's time. It's
time for you to finish your point.
it's time to spread my legs as far as I can so I can stand up.
I know, right? The whole crowd's like, "You still got it," and then he takes a bump. Whoa, shit! It's gonna be a while to get up, huh?
Yo, I mean, I popped just as hard as anybody else when he came out, but I think it might have been for different reasons. You know, completely. And I was a huge Vader fan. Like, you know, I mean, who wasn't? You know, and the fact that he still came out there and he did his thing. He looked obviously a little slower, a little older.
Well, he's like 70,
much bigger.
Yeah, although better than the last time he was on WWE.
Yes, yes, most definitely.
Which was, I think, 2005.
Yeah,
the Taboo Tuesday thing.
You know, and the fact, I mean, he's obviously got a Legends contract now. And,
does he? I didn't know.
He must.
I think he's angling for one. I didn't know he had one.
Yeah. Well, if you think that crowd reaction is not going to get him one,
I hope he has one. Yeah. I want to get a Vader action figure.
That would be tremendous.
Yes. With removable elephant head.
They'd have to put extra plastic on the front of that thing.
If it doesn't come with the elephant head, I'm not getting it.
Oof, you gotta have that.
It needs the elephant head.
The elephant head was awesome.
I love the elephant head. Anyone who knows Big Van Vader and doesn't know the elephant head doesn't really know Big Van Vader.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so anyway, I marked for it, but I'm gonna say this. Big No attached to that segment is on Heath Slater. He butchered the whole thing. His promo butchered the whole surprise. Because there he is, and he's like, it's Slater time! It's Slater time! And it's like he's trying so hard to get it in. He's so drizzling shits on the mic, and then he acts all shocked when Vader comes out. If you're going to hit that line, first of all, hit it once. Secondly, if you're going to hit that line, you're hitting it because you've been smartened up to who's coming, right? It was just horrible delivery. And by the way, why does he have a job? Who did he blow?
I have no idea, but
he is atrocious. There is nothing more independent wrestling than Heath Slater.
I liked that guy a lot better when he was in the Olympics, and then he got busted for smoking pot.
Oh, Ross Rebliati?
No, I was thinking of Shaun White.
Hello. I like the jabronis that job out to Ryback more than Heath Slater.
Oof. I heard that Gilbert's going to come back.
He should.
Gilbert's going to come back and do a Ryback gimmick. Gilback.
Gilback.
Do you guys know the answer to this? And I've heard this a few times. And Vince, I think Vince made the call.
Back looks so much like Matt Burns?
No. Oh.
True story.
And do his finish?
Have you ever seen the two of them together at the same time?
No, but I did watch a pay-per-view with Matt Burns while we watched Ryback, and everyone ribbed the shit out of him.
Did you get whiplash doing this?
We were like, wait a minute, how are you there? And you're here. If you were on the gas, you'd look just like that.
Oh.
But Vince brought up the point again of saying, I hired the wrong one-legged wrestler.
Yeah, that's a shoot.
Who do you think was the right one?
Zach Gowen was the right one, dude. There's another one from Florida who they accidentally signed first.
The left one.
Really?
Yeah, there's a one-legged wrestler. He was like in his 40s or something, right?
Zach's
a good dude.
Zach's an awesome dude.
Zach's the guy they wanted to get. He was Tenacious Z at the time, working in TNA, and that's the guy they wanted to sign. And then John Laurinaitis, being the retard that he is, he was like, well, I found a one-legged wrestler. How many can there be? So he signed him, sight unseen.
Apparently there's two.
Dummy. So, yeah, I love the fact that Vince brought that up. What I don't love, and I'm going to know for, is Vince McMahon taking cheap shots at Jim Ross. I thought that was really uncool.
What did he, I missed that.
He's talking about, oh, your face is all fucked up and you can't talk. And, you know, he's making fun of the Bell's palsy. And this is the guy who's chairing the anti-bullying campaign. Isn't that a little hypocritical? He's out there as a babyface, and he's trying to make bullying look cool.
It's a lot hypocritical, really.
Completely.
You know, I mean, if that's the image and that's what you're going to portray out there, then you get somebody else from the company to chair this thing for you.
Right.
You do not even come close to dancing that line, because history dictates that some uppity bitch is going to send a letter now and say, oh, we can't stand for this. Nobody thinking about the children.
Well, it just makes the Be a Star campaign look paper thin.
Yeah, it really does.
The whole Be a Star campaign is hypocritical because they bring in heels all the time. Otunga. Like, they have a Otunga in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
That part is weird.
They had Mark Henry in there, like.
They had Sheamus doing Be a Star Wheels going to the schools. I don't get.
Yeah.
That's like, imagine like in the 80s, it's like, here comes Sheik and Nikolai and anti-bullying.
Be nice to the jabronis.
It's like getting this guy in this mask to come to the school and give a talk on friggin' safety to the children. And if you don't know what I'm doing, I'm pointing at Drew right now.
if you are calling me the G-double-O fucking F thing, there's going to be issues.
Goof, 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 goof.
They actually said that on Raw this week.
Yeah. Did it offend you?
And you know why? Because Americans don't get offended by that word.
Neither do you Canadians.
You know who gets offended by that word? Goofs.
Hey, now.
If somebody called you a goof, you would knock them out in 2 seconds. Shoot.
No, he wouldn't.
No, yes,
we've had this conversation.
Shit, I know. No.
It doesn't bother me because I know that they're just trying to get my goat.
I want to go back.
What makes them? Goofs.
Go back to Monday Night Raw for a second. The segment where McMahon was going on and on, and we lead to later on, Big Show comes out, and I thought cut the best promo of his career.
Yes,
I thought.
You mean now that they've given him all of Brock Lesnar's stuff?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's tremendous.
They totally did, and he's out there and he's cutting it strong, and it's legit and it's believable. And then I read all these people on Twitter going, oh, he's cutting such a good promo, and then fucking Cena cuts it off. Yeah, but guess what? Cena cut an even better promo.
Yeah.
And Cena's promo sold the pay-per-view, which nobody wants to buy.
Yeah.
He's trying so hard to sell the pay-per-view that nobody wants to buy.
And isn't that the idea?
That's right.
Isn't that what a worker's supposed to do?
No one else is doing that.
No.
No one else is selling the pay-per-view. Everyone else is getting themselves over. Everyone else is getting their shit in. No one remembered to sell the pay-per-view except for the company Golden Goose. That's why he's the Golden Goose.
You know what? I love vitamin water.
It's good, right?
Somebody should send us a bunch of it.
It is good.
Vitamin water.
My new favorite thing.
Call me.
What color?
I love you. I like all of them.
50 Cent owns part of that company.
He used to. He sold his stock.
He sold his stock. Yeah.
For 50 cents.
And no, he bought it. Yeah, he bought into
that's
it so
more.
He could put so he could promo all of his songs. That was one of the things that they did a while ago. You could open it up and you could go download one of Fitty's songs or whatever.
Fitty.
And then he made all of his money off of that and then sold his shares and he made a buttload.
How much is a buttload?
400 million.
Yeah. Okay, no, thank you.
That's how much Drew can fit in his butt.
400 million.
400 million.
People.
Oof.
Portuguese.
Oof.
By the way, Forza Portugal comes up with a big win at the Euros this week. Eat my ass.
Love those sandwiches.
Did you have anything else on your O's and O's list?
No.
No?
Go-Go is my favorite vitamin water, though.
I thought you were talking about karma earlier.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, she tweeted something. She tweeted herself working out of the gym to come back. But why? What is she coming back to?
To be the top bitch in the company?
Yeah.
To do what?
To do that. I just told you.
To fight who?
Whoever they feed her. She'll be Ryback. She's the black back.
Oh, no.
Halfback. Hunchback.
Yeah.
Like right now, you know.
Feed me more.
That'd be awesome if they did that.
They should be a couple.
That should be the start right before her music.
Feed me more. Karma and Ryback should be a couple. That would be fantastic.
Karma should just eat Ryback.
Oh.
I think they would be very romantic together.
Carback.
Carback. Sure. I don't know. Do you have anything else?
The only other thing was, and we haven't talked about it, was America's Got Talent.
Oh, dude.
The fake-ass cowboy.
We didn't talk about that last week.
No, we didn't because it happened. It all came out
right after
we got done doing this.
So let me set the tone for everybody. I'm watching him because Tid and I are big America's Got Talent junkies. And
I'm pissed about this too because I actually teared up for this guy.
Of course you
I
did,
don't,
you sap.
I don't fucking cry.
You cried.
So
my broken nail.
We're watching America's Got Talent, and this I'm on PVR. Texts me and goes, this fucking cowboy's a work.
As it's happening. It's like, don't you fucking work me.
I go, what cowboy? He goes, you'll see. So I turn it on, and here's this guy. What's his name again? Something Poe.
Yeah, Worky McWorkson.
Something Poe. Cowboy Poe.
Yeah.
And he comes on and talks about how he has a stutter. And he's like, I did. And he's got this stutter. And he talks about how he has a stutter because he was in the war.
In Afghanistan. And they show a picture.
When he got hit with a grenade launcher and it fucked his brain.
RPG.
And he
broke his back.
Right.
And they tell the story and everybody says, this is fantastic.
And everyone's tearing up and everyone's feeling bad.
Thank you for serving.
And then he starts singing this country song.
Yep.
The thing was the doctors in rehabilitation told him to sing to help with his stuttering.
His speech pathologist, right.
Right. And he didn't realize that he could sing until he started singing in the shower to get rid of his stutter.
Right.
So then it all comes out. First of all, he's been in a band for like 6-7 years.
Yep.
Performing, you know, probably open for So Sick Social Club. It also comes out that he never went to Afghanistan.
The picture that they showed wasn't even him.
It was another dude, another soldier.
Oh. Okay, I'm telling you right now, this motherfucker watched the King's speech and said, I got a great idea.
According to his military records, he was discharged but never injured.
But well, yeah, of course, because you'd think there would be a record of somebody getting a Purple Heart.
Right.
Okay, you get blown up, you shoot yourself in the foot, it doesn't matter. You get a hangnail and an infection when you're in the military, you get a Purple Heart for this shit.
And by the
way,
this
guy got nothing.
You Americans are crazy because if you lie about shit like that, as he did, lying about receiving a military commendation is federal prison.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this guy's going to go to jail.
Well, you know, I think...
They're talking about, is he going to get kicked off America's Got Talent? He's going to jail!
Well, yeah, more importantly, what's Howard going to say to him if they let this guy go through?
What's Howard going to say?
This kid's going to get crucified. There's no way in hell. His best defense at this point, and if you're listening, smarten up, fucktard. His best defense at this point would be to say he's completely crazy. That all the voices in his head, and he needs to pull a Sybil right now.
He's Damien Demento.
And, yeah, and get like 7 or 8 more characters and start going all wacky with this shit. And then people just say, oh, he's just crazy old cowboy.
Yeah, I was in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I invented the wheel. RPG. Hit me in the head. Killed Saddam. Hate that guy. He's my dad. I caught Bin Laden. I'm a hero. Wow. Now I'm going to sing country music.
When did you become a cross between a 20s gangster and Butthead?
About 30 seconds ago.
That street is the whole USA.
Holy shit, it. You're still here.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Big Daddy Donnie. That's Notorious T.I.D.
Yeah.
And of course, the one and only Crystal Beth and Voodoo Drew.
Voodoo P.S. Drew. Really quick, did I tell you what I'm going to do this summer? I am going to live the summer of haze. I am going to live through July and August. I'm dyeing my hair blonde. And
not
I'm
showering?
Act like Michael Hayes. For those whole 2 months, live like Michael Hayes.
How is that different from your everyday life, other than, like, you're not booked?
Bad Street.
You're just going to sing Bad Street everywhere you go?
No, it's the only part of the song he knows.
No, man, he wrote some.
Yeah, but do you know them?
Dude, he wrote all those WWE.
He still hasn't answered. Still hasn't answered the fucking question.
Dude, he wrote all those.
Yes. But do you know them? Here, somebody give me a marker so I can write this down and staple it to this fucker's head.
I'm only thinking of bad ones right now, like American males, and all that shit.
He knows one word from every song. That's why your music's written the way it is. Kill, kill. It's just one word. Now I get it.
That's my part. Kill, kill.
But don't do it.
But don't do it.
But don't do it. You out there, don't do it.
Yeah, you are really fucking with people's head. Your song is called Kill.
No, the other one's called Sweet Nothing. That's what he makes. For killing. But don't do it.
That's the salary. Sweet Nothing.
You toss your salary?
Big Daddy, Notorious T.I.D., Crystal Meth, Voodoo Drew. Fuck you. We'll be back right after this.
You think Exodus is Hulk Hogan the greatest of all time? And I'm doing my thing. I'm telling it like it is. Only on the O Show. What you gonna do, O Maniacs?
Promote your business using a cost-effective marketing strategy that works. For over 2 decades, promo gifts have been the most popular source of advertising for small business owners. Why? They are cost-conscious, useful, and most importantly, effective. At Synergy Marketing Consultants, we offer our clients the best promo products in the business. Choose from pens, mugs, hats, sunglasses, keychains, knives, flashlights, and so much more. Check us out online at thebestpromoproducts.com or give us a call, 877-748-9884.
Listen up, Osters and Sickos. Finally, the wait is over. After 2 long years, the most anticipated record of 2012 is finally here. So Sick Social Clubs, Dead Friends Don't Tell has finally dropped. Available on iTunes and realwolf.com/store. That's realwolf.com/store. Featuring collaborations with the legendary Onyx, Necro, Slain, Matcha, Hobson, G Reno, and plenty more. Stay sick!
WrestlingNewsSource.com has quickly become recognized as one of the best websites in the world for delivering news, rumors, multimedia, and more. WrestlingNewsSource.com is the official news feed of The O Show and is a proud carrier of The O Show radio program. Be sure to visit WrestlingNewsSource.com.
Series premiere, the debut album from hip-hop super duo Perfect Strangers, is out now on Herbnet Records. Featuring the bangers, Work To Do. Ghetto. And Come Back Home with Justin Ozuka. Series premiere is destined for hip-hop classic status. Download the entire album free at PerfectStrangers.com or Herbnet.com. Perfect.
Nothing sets your brand apart from the competition like your own custom music. Whether you're a pro wrestler or fighter looking to set the tone the minute you hit the entranceway, or a business looking for a jingle that will stay top of mind for years to come, Osho Music is your solution. Osho Music is comprised of some of the top producers, lyricists, and musicians in the business today. The best part is, Osho Music is affordable, with fast turnaround times, guaranteed. For more information, visit theosho.com or email music@theosho.com.
Yo, this is New Jack, the original gangster, the one that developed, the one that started all this hardcore original gangster shit. Well, if you ain't listening to the old show, you ain't down with it, so that means you ain't shit. So tune in and check out what they doing, because they doing what's best, bringing people on like me. Peace.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is time for the final segment of the program. It's The O Show on theoshow.com and the O Show Radio Network, broadcasting from the center of the universe right here in Toronto, Ontario. Big Daddy Donnie, Notorious T.I.D., Voodoo Drew, Crystal Beth, and joining us on the line right now, somebody call my mama. Ladies and gentlemen, respect, get funky for the three-time world karate champ, the Ayatollah Viller. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm great. How about you guys?
We're great, too.
Listen,
thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And, you know, I guess right off the top, and I know you've already been asked about this recently, and it's obviously the most topical thing. It's what's on everyone's mind because it's in everyone's face in the size of about 400 pounds. And I just want to get you to give us your take on it here on our show, even though you've commented on it elsewhere. Your thoughts on the WWE giving your catchphrase, your theme song, to another guy. You know, how do you feel about it? Have you had a chance to see it yet?
You know what? I haven't really had the chance to watch it yet, but okay. I heard things about it. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how to take it. It's something strange because everything that they're doing is stuff I created. It's not anything like they came up with it or somebody else came up with it. I created that whole character from the phrase, call my mama to everything. It was originated right here with me. So for them to take it and give it to someone else, that showed me what maybe I need to be a writer. Maybe I need to be on a... you know, but maybe I need to be getting a check from them to create.
Well, I'm sure it'd be a step up from the writing team they currently have.
Definitely.
But
I was just surprised that they couldn't come up with something original or something, you know,
right?
Something better. I mean, it seemed like it would be a slap in the face of the only thing we can come up for a character, something like WWE, is one that was already out there, and it wasn't that long ago. You know, I think the last time I wrestled and WWE was like either 204 or 05,
right?
You know?
Yep. I mean, and you know, here's the thing, right? The argument is, Ernest Miller, that everything in wrestling is a ripoff of everything, right? Nature Boy Ric Flair was a ripoff. Hulk Hogan was a ripoff. You can argue that everything is a ripoff, but the difference here...
This is blatant.
...is it's a blatant a lift of a catchphrase and a theme song. It's just a recycling and giving...
Yeah, red color. That, you know, the reason I wore red was because that's my favorite color, you know, to the dance routine because I love James Brown. Mm-hmm. To saying call my mama, because that was something I do before every, if you know my history, karate match or anything that I would do when I was young, I wanted my mother to watch me. So if she wasn't there, my little thing was make sure you call my mom. You know, so that's how that got started into pro wrestling. And now to see that they put it on a guy who, you know, hell, I would have been better at it. You know, all they had to do is call me and say, hey, we want you to come and do this. Because when I was in WWE, the whole thing was our writers can't write anything for you or anything for you.
Right.
So that's what the thing with me. I said, what you mean you can't write from, you know, you can't write for me? He said, well, right now the writer just can't come up with anything for your character. Now, 4 or 5 years or 6 years out of the business, you know, with these guys, not only can they come up with something, they come up with a new phase and a new body.
I'll be honest.
You know, and by the way, that body, look, my body is 10 times better.
Now, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not going to sit on the fence and waffle both ways. I've said on this show, I like Brodus Clay. I think he's a good guy, and I like what he's doing, but I don't like the fact that they did the blatant ripoff. If he was doing the exact same thing, he's the Funkasaurus and everything else, but he was just using a different catchphrase and what, I would be cool with it. You know what I mean? But
yeah. I mean, I meant this guy before, you know, before they put this character on him. I met him before. He seemed like a really smart, nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
Smart, nice guy. So for him to come up, you know, when they came to Atlanta, he rode around with me. Mm-hmm. You know, we went and had dinner and everything. You know, I took him to some of my favorite plays, me, him, Mark Henry, and a couple of other guys.
So what you're saying is that he's just a big method actor. He spent that time with you.
He was studying.
He was studying you.
That's exactly what he was doing. I should have pulled his ass over and put a shoe in his ass.
Put a red shoe up his ass.
450-pound black Robert De Niro he is.
I love it. You know, it's interesting. And Tid, I could ask you this because, you know, you and Ernest Miller relate, right? You're both workers and you've been in the business now for almost 20 years. The wrestling logic here is you got Brodus Clay rocking around saying, somebody call my mama. And you got Ernest Miller sitting, you know, on the sidelines. Wrestling logic is, you hire Ernest Miller and you run a program.
That is the ultimate logic. I mean, everybody else is getting signed to these legend contracts. Why not Ernest Miller?
How many of those legends really, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a legend, but, you know, why would you take a character and then just put him out there like that and still air a fucking thing, you know? And he didn't make up, there's nothing original about what he's doing. Nothing. Nothing. You know, and these bastards out there, you know, you're right. People ask me, are you mad? I'm not mad. I'm a little confused. I'm like, why would they do that?
And he's a no-time karate champion.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. No time. I mean, can he dance?
The guy dances the same way.
Yeah, he dances like Heavy D.
now wait a minute. Heavy D could dance. Come on, now. Heavy D could dance. Yeah.
Every fat guy dances the same way. They just sort of shake a little, you know? And it looks cool because they're
fat.
You
let gravity do its thing.
Yeah. Just let gravity take over.
Brian Knobbs is the best dancer in the world.
Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness. He is crazy. Yeah.
As you can tell, we let crackheads into the studio.
Did you see the picture? I don't know. Since Voodoo Drew brought up Brian Knobbs, Brian Knobbs and New Jack have had a bit of a feud, and they both came on this show and gave their side of the story after New Jack, you know, dropped Brian Knobbs backstage at a show. And Brian Knobbs, a couple nights ago, texted a picture of his ass to New Jack. Brian Knobbs is bent over, spreading his cheeks.
Not his ass, his asshole.
Let me tell you something better. We was in a club in Dallas one day at a Booker T event. And we was in, I mean, a live, busy nightclub. And I'm sitting on the couch, relaxing, kick back, you know, kind of quiet with a couple of girls. And Brian Knobbs looked over at me and said, Cat, he called my name really loud. And he dropped the pants and bent over and mooned me right there in the club. let me tell you, Brian Knobbs is Brian Knobbs. You know what you get when you get him. He can't hurt anybody. He's harmless. You know, he's a nice guy.
He's a pussy
guy. But he's loud. You know.
Oh, he's loud. Yeah, he's loud.
And I think New Jack is a ticking bomb. You know, that's somebody you don't fucking play with too much. You know. Yep.
Well, the funny thing was when he texted this picture to New Jack of his asshole poured wide open, New Jack put it all over Facebook. And he's like, "Yeah, you get back at me, honky. I'll show you." And he put it all over the internet, and I texted knobs as soon as I saw the picture. I'm like, dude, it looks like you've been fisted with a truck. Like, what is up with your butt?
Oh, my goodness.
He's got the widest butthole I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, hey, dog,
you stare a lot of buttholes.
Well, I'm sorry. What was that, Kat?
Keep that visual to yourself.
I know. That's the sad thing in life. You can never unsee something, you know?
Right. No, that's terrible.
Hey, let me ask you this. A guy who obviously you have a lot of history with, going back to WCW, and I don't know what your personal relationship is. Well, maybe I'll ask you that first. What's your personal relationship like with Scott Steiner?
I like Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I consider Scott and I, you know, friends.
Scott's
you
know, a great guy.
He's one of my good friends. I worked with him, had a great time working with him, and you know, I never had a problem with him.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this is interesting. Because we like Scott Steiner. Scott's a friend of mine. And he was on this show how long ago, Drew?
Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like yeah. 6 weeks ago or something like that. Steiner was on the show. And we talked to him about how he's been ripping Hogan on Twitter, ripping Bischoff as he says, bitch off on Twitter. And now ripping Garrett Bischoff on Twitter. And now his latest target is Brooke Hogan on Twitter. And he is just going balls out to destroy these guys. And he talks about how in the WWE, the only time that Bischoff was ever in Vince's office was when he was hiding from the boys because they all beat the shit out of him and slapped him senseless. And Vince would try to hide him out to protect him. You know Bischoff very well. And it's been noted that you trained his son in karate, and that's how you got into the business, and Bischoff has said he discovered you and brought you to WCW. Can you shed any light on this? Can you understand where Steiner's coming from, or are you just Switzerland in this deal?
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. You was in and out.
Okay, so let me ask you. Okay, I'll sum it up. Steiner's ripping on Bischoff and son like crazy, and you know those two really well. You know,
yes.
How do you sort of weigh in on this? Is Bischoff as crazy as people say, or is Steiner just, you know, sort of pumping his own agenda?
You know what? I mean, they both got their ways. You know, Steiner and Bischoff is Bischoff. You know, I don't have a problem with neither one of them, and I've never been, like, really too involved outside of wrestling, outside of the business with those guys. So, you know, I mean, I can't take a side. I can't say who's right and who's wrong, you know, but, you know, it's wrestling. Everybody's supposed to hate each other in this business.
How sometimes in WCW things were hard for him because the guys all
knew. He was old as hell.
Well, that too. But he talked about how guys knew he was close with Bischoff, and a lot of guys didn't like Bischoff, and sometimes that put him in the middle.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I was close to Bischoff.
Right?
Everybody know that Bischoff hired me. I never had a problem with anyone. I did with Scott Norton one time.
Okay.
But I fixed that really fast.
Oh. Is that, whoa.
What happened? please elaborate.
I mean, it was a particular thunder on Monday night, okay. And the guys had set this match up where Scott Steiner came in the ring and I did a no sell the whole time. He did a no sell. I hit him. I did a nut shot. He didn't sell it. He just was a no sell. He just chopped me all over the ring. And you know, during the match, if you're in the match, you don't really feel or see the match until it's over. Then you realize what I realized after the match, what was going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I called one of my friends. My friend said, you know what? He didn't sell any of your stuff. He just beat you like a piece of meat in there. So I went to Bischoff. The only time I ever did this, and I said, listen, Bischoff, let me have one more match with Scott Norton. And his eye got so big, he was like, are you for real? I said, yes. Let me have a match with him. And I had these red handprints all over my chest from taking the chops, you know? Yeah. So he did a no-sell. So before this second match, before the match, Sonny and I were talking, and I told Scott, no, I said, listen, Scott, you can do anything you want to do to me. I just want to do three kicks. And I said, he said, yeah. I said, the first kick, I want you to sell a little bit, but no-sell. The second kick, I want you to rock back a little bit. Now, the third kick, you got to go down.
Right.
Please go down.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it happened during the first match. You know, I can do a working kick, and he just was not selling it. He just slapped it down and chopped me, and the crowd was just like, Oh, he's killing the cat in there. So anyway, so you know, he chopped me about ties in the second match, and the crowd would say, okay, he's at it again. So then he slammed me. He just did all kinds of shit to me. So when it came time for these three kicks, the first kick, I hit him. It was a no sell. I bagged up. I hit him again. It was a no sell. Now let me tell you about the third kick. This third kick is a kick from hell. It's a kick from hell. Let me tell you, this kick went straight up on his chin. So I knew what he was going to do. But this kick right here almost took his damn head off. And back in the back, I came back there, and they were like, damn, this was a great match. I've never seen Scott take a bump like that. I turned to Sonny on the way. I said he had no other choice but to take a fucking bump like that. He back in the back spitting out teeth.
Oh, wow.
No cell sweeter than the shoot cell.
That guy's a bully. You always hear about that guy getting knocked the fuck out, too.
Scott Norton?
Yeah.
Was he a bully cat? Was Scott Norton a bully?
No. Scott Norton was not a bully. He was just a tough guy for the business. You know, I think each business got a tough guy. This is one guy. That don't mean they really tough, you know?
Right.
But they play that character on TV being tough. I think Scott Norton was the so-called tough guy for the guys in the locker room. But me, my tough guys go 15 rounds. As you guys may know or probably heard, I'm a 3-time world karate champion.
I've heard that before.
So this mean I fought champions before. I went 15, 12 rounds. You know what I'm saying? So these guys right here couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything to hurt me in a 5-minute fake match.
So you talk about karate, being a karate champion and stuff like that. And do you get a chance to watch any of the MMA stuff?
They suck, man. All that MMA, these UFC fighters, they fucking suck. And I'm telling you the truth right here. Any of them, all of them suck. You know, now you look at wrestling, you look at these mixed martial arts, man, they all look like little girls out there. You know, back in the days, well, a man was a man. You know, back in the day when the first UFC started, when they had Jim Brown and all these guys, they had one ring full with fighters. And these guys fought whoever you put in front of them.
Yeah, it was blood sport.
A lightweight can fight a heavyweight. Yeah. A heavyweight had to fight a quick, small guy. These were tough guys. Now you got these guys running around in the ring. They swinging at each other, elbows down. Let me tell you what. You can line all these guys up, and I'll kick every one of them ass one by one.
Are you trying to tell me that tournament fighters are tougher than MMA fighters?
Dog, I don't know about tournament fighter, but if you look at my history, I've fought boxing, kickboxing. I fought anything. Dog, I fought in a damn empty warehouse with nobody but people betting on me. That's how I got in. That's how I got into pro wrestling. I didn't get into WC. Listen, let me tell you something.
I got them all hot now.
They did not put me in WCW because Bischoff liked me. Bischoff saw a man who can kick ass all over town and said, we need him on our TV show. And you asked that question, how many guys got mad with the guys who were close to Bischoff or something to these guys? Nobody ever tried anything with me. Nobody but the Boogeyman. What's his name? Was it the Boogeyman, Hogan Buddy? What's that guy's name?
Beefcake.
Beefcake tried to shoot with you?
I hate
that. He didn't try to shoot with me, but I remember a match where they told me I was going over, and he got a little upset, you know, because he was the boogeyman, whoever the hell he was at that time.
He doesn't like to lay down.
So he didn't like to lay down, and they told him, okay, I said, make it easy. It's a Saturday morning show. Make it easy, and you go over, Cat. Man, he was mad from the beginning. He didn't not work. And I took it easy on him. My kick did not touch him. You know, I took it easy and bang. I took the one. He got the 1, 2, 3. I shook his hand, rolled out. Then I heard in the locker room, I shook his hand. He was like, he was up. This guy right here going off in the locker room, just talking. I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry if I did anything. You know, I'm sorry. Then he was like, shook my hand. But then he went in the locker room slamming shit around like he was pissed off, you know. So, you know, if anybody know me, I don't play. I went in that locker room. I said, listen here, I told you I was sorry, but if you keep running your fucking mouth, I'll kick that plate out of your head. You got So Stevie Ray, I said, I don't give a damn who you are. I thought Stevie Ray said, hey, Cat, you can't talk to that man like that's Hogan's best friend. I said, I don't give a fuck who he is. Hogan will go visit that man in the hospital or something.
Oh, my God.
This
you know,
is gold.
Hey, Ernest, what I have to do for you is this. Last summer, I booked a tour, and we had a whole bunch of guys. Hogan was on this tour, and we put together a match that Carino asked me to book because he doesn't like Beefcake. Like, he shoot hates Beefcake.
There's a long line. I'm in that line, too.
I know, but here's the best part. So Carino is with the boys in the back, and it's stand-up night. And he's coming up with line after line after line, ripping Beefcake. And we're like, dude, don't let fucking Beefcake hear that shit. And he goes, are you kidding? This is my promo in the ring tonight. And he goes out, and he starts destroying Beefcake on the mic. And I got to send you that promo, because you will piss yourself.
I need to hear it. But you know somebody else who didn't like me, too?
Who's that?
He never said anything to me, but I just read about on some of the internet.
Who's that?
That's the guy with the 2x4. What's his name?
Duggan.
Jim.
I heard him talking about, hey, man, the business was doing good till people like Ernest the Cat Miller came in and the whole business dropped. Like, damn, did I fuck up the whole business?
It's all your fault.
Yeah, and I was like, I did not know this dude didn't like me. Hell, I help carry his fucking 4x4 sometimes. And I ain't know that all the time this motherfucker didn't like me. I would have took that 4x4 and made him a popsicle and stuck it up his ass if I know he didn't like me when I was there. Of course, these guys doing all the talk when I'm not in the business anymore. And they never know when I'm going to show up because I do have money and I'm a rich black man. So I go where the hell I want to go so I can go to one of the shows and see what these guys talking about if I have to.
Oh, my God. Hey, I want to step back 1 second. You mentioned the MMA guys and how they suck. Let me ask you this. UFC, it's a work, right?
It got to be a work. It's a work.
Yes!
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, it's not a work. It's not a work, like I said, wrestling, where you're going to call the winner.
Yeah.
But come on, man. You see, these fighters in there suck, man. You could take a fighter, a wrestler, and go and beat these guys. These guys calling and say, everybody now want to stand up and swing at each other with elbows and everything. Man, come on. That's not – all that shit is fake. It's fake. It's a work, man.
But they tried because that with a wrestler. They tried that with a wrestler. They tried that.
Who?
They tried it with Ken Shamrock, and they tried it with Brock Lesnar.
But you know what? Ken Shamrock and Brock did a hell of a job, man. Think about this. I know a lot of guys who can throw punches. But do you know how hard it is to throw a punch when you got people throwing punches back at you? It's fucking hard. It's something you got to be used to.
Yes.
You got to be used to that, and it takes years. So for Ken Shamrock and Brock to get in there, Brock got in there and beat one of the best guys in there. Brock is not even a damn fighter.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's not a fighter, and he beat the top fighter in there with his own shit.
You know.
How in the hell you go? That's just like me. That's just like my dad telling me to take my belt off, and he gonna whoop me with my belt. No, Dad, use your belt. Don't embarrass me and disrespect me by whipping my ass with my own belt. You know, Brock did exactly what he wanted to do. He got in there, and I do not understand that business move right there. How in the hell you gonna let a guy come from WWE into my business and become the world champion by beating two of the top fighters in there?
You know,
they threw him out. They threw him out to that guy he fought. They knew Brock was going to lose because they knew there's nobody going to out-wrestle him and keep him down and do that. The only way somebody going to beat him is somebody who can throw different techniques,
knees,
elbows, and punches. And they knew they had that in their pocket. Whenever they wanted to get rid of him, all they had to do was throw him in a match like that.
That's right, because you know as well as I do, you know as well as I do, that the reason that wrestlers get into wrestling is because they don't like to get hit. And getting hit, they get into boxing or kickboxing or something.
So what's your excuse?
Yeah. I don't know. I was stupid. I did it all.
That's right.
What is your favorite? Obviously, you've trained in martial arts. Did you stick with just one style, or did you take a bunch of different styles?
No. I did. I'm a great athlete, if you guys didn't know.
Modest,
that.
Too.
I can tell. Right now, dog, I'm 6'2", 235 pounds. I look good. I mean, I got beautiful white teeth. Nice, beautiful eyes. I'm a beautiful man, but
we ain't dating.
Getting,
this ain't an interview for a date.
Wait a minute, bro. Take it easy. Now you got me on him. This is my show right now. So anyway. Anyway, I just want to remind you guys, because it's been a while since I've been on TV. I just want to remind you guys that I am beautiful. Now, back to your question. You know what? I was always, I did not get into karate and martial arts because I couldn't fight. You know, when back in those days, the kids would get into martial arts and karate because they were nerdy and they were picked on and all that. As you guys might know, I played in NFL. You know, I played college football. You know, I was an All-American linebacker in college. So, you know, I was an athlete, and I just decided to do martial arts because it was different. So when it came to martial arts, I was not a guy who used martial arts to learn how to fight. I was a guy who could already throw down. And when you added it, well, the things I would take, like boxing, jiu-jitsu, I did everything. I still teach. I still work with a bunch of the, and you know, this is so funny right here. I still work with a bunch of the, I just started working about maybe 2 years. Been 2 years I worked with some of the mixed martial arts guys. I don't want to call their names, but they some of the UFC guys. They all have like what they call a fight night.
Yep.
And on the fight night, they come into, all the so-called pros come into this one mixed martial arts school, and they fight. They do stand-up. They fight. Gotcha. And I swear on my kids right now, everyone came in that fought in the UFC, did not, after going with me, working out with me, and fighting with me, and sparring with me, the first half hour, nobody came up to challenge me anymore. Matter of fact, one of the guys, and I said this guy's name, Brian Stan. He won the UFC, the kind of guy who was in, the guy who was in the military, he was a heavyweight champion.
Captain America there.
Yep. Yeah. He came up to me and he said, man, he's like, you incredible, man. He just said, you know what? I did not know you could do that because of my technique and my fighting style. You know, you got to look at it. UFC and mixed martial arts is all about trying to get a guy off his feet. So you got these guys who can barely move. I know they can't dance, but they can barely move, trying to shoot at each other's legs and take each other down. Here you go, a guy who started playing middle linebacker when I was 12 years old. Everything taught to me was keeping offensive guards and people away from my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same routine ring. So it's impossible for these young guys to try to take me down like that without getting their head knocked off. Because, yeah, I am a great martial artist. I'm a great fighter. I wish you guys could see what I'm doing right now. I got my shirt off, throwing kicks, looking in the mirror at myself because I'm so pretty.
Crystal Beth, you had a question for the cat.
Yes, Ernest, speaking of dancing, what was it like getting in and dancing with James Brown?
The best. You know, that guy now you guys got now, I don't even know his name, the guy you got now, who he's dancing with?
Oh, Brodus?
Yeah.
He's dancing with two hot black women.
So he got a couple of hoes out there. He's dancing with the hoes, just like the pimp. See, you know, you dance with James Brown. You well, know, so there's nothing like it.
Because if you dance with James Brown, you know that the hoes ain't far behind.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah. They was there, baby. They was there. You know.
In fairness, James isn't taking bookings.
Really, it was a highlight of my life to see, you know, to be out there and perform with him. I grew up watching James Brown, man, for me to get to work with. And I just got a call from somebody in this group.
Your mama?
They having some, no, not my mama.
Oh.
Somebody in this, who said that? Give me a name.
That was Tid. That He's was a me. Dick.
Who was that?
That was me. That was the notorious TID.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. Remind me when I see you to slap you in your damn
mouth. Whoa! Let's book that match. Let's book that match.
That match is on. That match is on right there.
Hey, Ernest, what was it like working with Mickey Rourke?
Man, Mickey is just like a wrestler. You know, he's just like a babyface wrestler. You know, he's for the small guys. You know, he's the kind of guys, he don't act like a big superstar celebrity. He was just easy to work with.
And a cool dude?
And, you know, we are very cool, man. I mean, he had a lot of respect for the wrestling world. You know, when we first started that movie, it was somebody, Nicolas Cage was supposed to play that part,
right? That's
right. Yeah. So, Nicolas Cage was in that part. He didn't last but 1 or 2 days, and he said, this is too hard. He says it's too hard to learn to wrestle and the physical part of it. He says too hard. So right. He quit. And they brought Mickey Rourke in, and Mickey Rourke had ice pads. He looked like DDP at the end of the workout day with ice packs on both knees and shoulders and everything. But, you know, he pushed through it. I think he did a great job.
Hey, let me ask you this. I'm really curious because I know a lot of guys that worked on that film, a lot of them in bit parts and that sort of thing. And I remember talking to Marissa Tomei and Mickey Rourke at the film festival in Toronto when that movie opened. And I want to ask you this because they talked openly about it. Don't give me numbers because that's none of my business. But was it a good payoff?
In the end for me was a good payoff. Matter of fact, when I came up there, I was not expecting, and it still continued to pay off really well.
Good.
You know, when I first came up there, you know, I didn't expect a lot from it, you know, because it was a small budget film. And
right.
People like Mickey Rourke didn't even get paid up front.
Right.
But, you know, the numbers been so well, man, that you still, you know, the residual checks are really, really good from that movie.
So are you getting more checks right now from The Wrestler or from Vince?
That ain't none of your damn business. Yeah, man, I should be getting paid royalty from what they doing with my character.
That's right.
You know what? The money Vince gave me was bullshit. I started sending it back to him and said, get a better toupee.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, has been former commissioner of WCW, the man who everyone will always remember fondly as the Cat. And of course,
hey, yes. In about, wait a minute, my mom wanted to say hello to you guys.
Oh, your mama?
Yeah. Hold on.
We called her. Where's she at?
She's coming.
Radio silence.
Cat's mama. Somebody called her.
Somebody called Miss Miller.
Somebody called Miss Miller. What's going on? I think he hung up.
I think he's ripping us.
Yeah, just hold on.
He's putting the phone against his cock going. Are
you fucking with us?
I can't believe he lives with his mom.
It's all because of Tid.
Dude, did he have to go wake her up? I hope not. That's just mean. Let the
Maybe she lives in another town. He's driving over there.
Let the woman sleep.
Grab me a Slurpee on the way back.
Slurpee. It's very American of you.
I don't know what's going on.
No, this is radio history. This is pretty funny, actually.
This is a great rib by Ernest Miller.
This is against Tid. This is
a fantastic rib. White motherfuckers sit there and wait for me. The stupid white boy humor.
He's like, I can't bitch slap this guy, but I could sure make him waste his time.
Yeah.
And we're stupid enough to sit here.
I think it's hilarious.
I'm going to run up this motherfucker's phone bill.
Wow.
Somebody call his mama.
Is this the first time something like this has happened?
Totally.
In the 5-year history of the O-Show.
This is the first.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a 24-hour-long show.
This is a historic moment.
Seriously. I'm going to drive down there and get her on the phone.
All right. I think we got to cut this off.
Are we going to?
I think so.
What do you say, Crystal Beth? Come on, weigh in.
I don't want to hang up on the Cat.
I don't want to either.
That was a great interview.
It was.
Yeah. He was awesome. I wasn't expecting it to be that awesome.
Well, how about we do this? Let's continue to wrap up the show, and we'll leave the phone line open.
Yeah.
And if Mrs. Miller shows up, we'll say hi.
Tremendous.
All right.
Tremendous.
Let's wrap this up.
Shadow.
It's been a hell of a week, huh?
It has been a hell of a week. That was a hell of an interview.
I love when they get like that.
It's always interesting when you have someone coming on the show that's never been on the show before.
Yeah.
You don't know what the dynamic's going to be like.
Yeah.
And he was real chill, and then he got fired up.
Yeah.
You know? And once he got fired up,
I have no idea what got him in that position.
I think you pissed him off.
I don't care. I hope so, because he was a hell of an interview.
I love how he's apprehensive at first. He's like, yeah, I haven't really had the opportunity to watch it. And he's like, fuck that guy.
Love him.
And I think you just got a booking against the Cat.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
I want $1 more than he's making.
Right, don't do it.
That's always your going rate, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Hey, Tim, what's your price?
Who am I working?
You're working Showtime Eric Young.
I want $1 more than he's making.
So you get two.
Oof. That's true. That, hey, that'll you know what? Showtime Eric Young actually has a new show that he's doing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's tremendous, this idea. He's basically going out on surfboards and jet skis and doing like deep ocean fishing stuff.
Yeah.
Catching fish with like nets. And
it's like the
and
show that guy from Survivor
and
had.
And his bare hands.
Boston
and I just
Rob.
Want to say also very quickly, Showtime Eric Young went in this week for yet another one of these throat surgeries.
I know.
I asked him because he's been in there so many times.
I saw that on Twitter. You know, you're such
but,
a dick.
Oh, I am. But I love that kid. You know what I mean? And just all the best of luck to him. And you know, it's got to stop eventually, man.
Yeah.
He's had like literally like no 16. Joking, 16 throat surgeries.
16 of these surgeries, man.
I think he's beat Brian Pillman now.
Unbelievable. He's definitely got the voice covered.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? So I mean,
we love you, Jared. Get better
for sure, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to do this very quickly before we bring this thing to a grinding halt.
Yeah, because we missed a lot of stuff this week.
We did, but you know what? Before we wrap,
to complete this call, you must dial the area code.
He ripped us.
Love that guy.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Wow,
I love it.
Good for Ernest Miller.
We just got butt fucked on the radio, folks.
That's awesome.
That's great. Okay, Voodoo Drew.
Let's text him,
dude. I'm calling.
Let's text him my asshole. Let's do it. We'll
all right.
Do it. Take a picture of my asshole, and we're gonna text it to him.
Okay. Before we do that, what I want you to do is take that mic off that long stand that you're using.
Yes, sir.
Stand up for a sec.
You're gonna have to get rid of those earmuffs.
Yeah, take off the earmuffs.
Yeah, take them.
And walk with your creepy clown boy mask over to one of our interns here.
Which one would like to go first?
Let's bring over Becca. Becca.
Becca,
come on over.
Come on over here.
Yeah.
We like Becca.
Come on over, Becca. Becca's one of our new production assistants, everybody.
Try Becca.
Hi, Becca.
Hello.
Try Becca.
Try Becca.
Where are you from, Becca?
I am from Toronto, Etobicoke.
You got to talk into the mic to make it work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Drew's fault. It's okay.
And you're some sort of Asian, right?
Kind of.
What kind of Asian are you?
I actually am Korean. But
Korean.
I do look Hawaiian or Filipino.
Who told you that?
Everybody.
They lied.
Anywhere I go. Really? I don't
look
Hawaiian?
I don't know.
I can do the dance, though.
Put on a grass skirt, maybe. She's doing the dance. She's got the whole gimmick down. Is your dad Don Morocco?
Actually, he's a
Don Ho. Her dad is Don Ho.
It's Jackie Chan.
Did you call me a ho?
Yes. Who the ho? You the ho.
Did you say your dad's a pastor?
He is a pastor, actually.
Pastor.
Wow.
Pastor damn near ran her over.
I am.
All right. So here's what this is going to be. Because we've had a whole bunch of new interns joining us over the last little while, we're going to play a new game because the Osters out there, they want to get to know you guys because you're here working with us. As far as they're concerned, you are part of the fam-o-ly. Okay? So we're going to play intern interview. These three around me are going to ask you questions. I'm not asking you shit.
Okay?
Okay?
Oh, so I have to be in striking distance.
Yeah, of course. So let's start with Notorious T.I.D. Tid, what would you like to ask young Becca, who's all of, how old are you?
22.
Fuck. Do you remember 22, Tid?
I remember quite a few 22-year-old girls. But that was earlier this afternoon.
Hey, now.
Here's my question. These are things that you must know the answers to if you are going to work here.
Mm.
Yes.
Becca.
Yes.
What is an angel kiss?
Please tell me.
Well, an angel kiss is when a girl is on her period mm-hmm. and her significant other, so boyfriend or girlfriend, goes mm-hmm. down on her while she's on her period. And it's not from the beginning or the end. It's like during. So when it's like full on flow.
That is an angel.
Must have been Baptist.
What the hell? What are they teaching in that church?
I am so turned on right now.
No kidding you are. This is your new wife.
You can almost see your winking.
Marry me.
And you like Asians, right?
Filthy Caucasian, man. Definitely.
Okay, so why don't you ask the next question, Voodoo Drew, to our young intern, Becca.
Do you shave your vagina? And what is your opinion on soppy, hairy vaginas on women?
I love hairy pussy.
Wow!
Yeah!
You guys really...
She supports the sop.
You really are a match made in heaven.
She's and a sopomaniac.
And then Becca says, I love hairy pussy.
I wax My own bush.
Oh. Well, then.
It's a tragedy to see the dream is over.
She had you. She had you. She was right there. She had you right there. And then she wham!
She worked you.
She Ernest Miller'd me.
She totally catted you.
She catted you.
Wow. But soppy pussy is cool.
Yes. Soppy pussy is amazing.
Say shout out to the Soppomaniacs.
Shout out to the Soppomaniacs?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something. If you were, I wasn't supposed to ask a question, but I will. If you were dating Voodoo Drew,
yes.
Would you grow in full bush?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah. For Drew, Voodoo Drew, anything.
Damn,
anything
you're over.
Anything can happen.
You like him with the mask on?
I do. I think it's so sexy.
She's saying that. Truth be told, she just does not want to look at your face. Which is the reason he wears the mask. He doesn't want to look at his own face.
Crystal Beth, you have a question for Becca?
Are you single?
Currently, yes, I am.
Okay, good. But you like hairy pussy, so I don't think it's going to work.
But she shaves.
Wax.
Yeah, but she likes it soppy. Once you enter the sop.
Why don't you both get soppy?
Come on, Voodoo Drew, come on.
No.
She doesn't do dudes.
It like shrivels up.
Your vagine shrivels up?
Yeah.
I didn't know they could do that.
What? Explain. You have to explain this to me.
Her outer labia becomes another inner labia.
Old woman.
Old woman.
Yeah. Like it's not even an old man on the beach.
Sahara Beth. That's fantastic. Tid, do you have another question for the intern?
No.
I think we got all we need to know.
What was the question?
She's hired full time.
I have another question. There was a question off air that was asked, and what was that something
the
about
farting? The farting thing.
Yes.
The queef. Yes.
Do you queef?
Do I queef?
Oh fuck.
Ooh.
No, that's what it was. If somebody's going down on you and they fart, do you mind?
Voodoo Drew's actually going to puke. This is a first.
I'm pretty sure. Well, what? Like, okay, Drew, like you've never gone down on a girl and farted on her?
Never. No.
Really?
Of course not.
Or she's never farted on you?
Farted or queef? That's two different things.
This has turned into interview the freak.
Is this fecal matter coming from her rectum? Or is this air coming from her vagina?
No, it's air. Period.
A fart is a fart. Yeah. If she has fecal matter coming out of her rectum onto you, she just shit on you, dude. I don't care what you paid for. You got it fucking wrong.
Dude, when you fart, fecal matter comes out. That's why it smells.
If you don't wipe,
when you queef, it's from the vagina. There's no shit. Hopefully not in the vagina, unless you fucking double
wipe
dip.
Backwards.
All right, hold on a second. Off air earlier.
Yes.
I don't know where this came from, but completely out of the blue, sweet, innocent 22-year-old Becca looked at Voodoo Drew and said, "Are you on FetLife?"
There's a free plug.
What? Yeah.
I thought she said Fat Life.
FatLife.com/NotoriousTID.
You founded Fat Life, didn't you?
Apparently. I wish. Somebody give me some of that money.
Somebody call my mom.
So explain to our listeners that don't know, FetLife is what, Becca?
It's a fetish website. Uh-huh. Pretty much like Facebook or even eHarmony, I think it was. Yeah. But for people who have fetishes,
so it's
who
like,
are into...
It's like P Harmony.
So what's your screen name on that site?
I do not have a screen name.
Are you lying?
I'm not. No.
So you just browse it without actually signing up.
She's a troll.
Looking for people like Booty Drew all the time.
Wow. I think she's actually kind of smitten with you.
Yeah, sicko stalker.
Wow. And you're Korean, right?
I am Korean.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Tid. Asians usually have small boobs, right?
Isn't that some?
Yeah.
The boys.
No. The boys.
No, there's not.
The boys have small wieners? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your experience?
Wait, is that why people think you're Hawaiian? Because you have big boobs?
Hawaiians don't have big boobs.
A lot of Hawaiian girls I've met
All the
have
Hawaiian
big
strippers
boobs.
I know do.
Yeah.
How many Hawaiian strippers do you know?
Four.
Okay. That's very specific. Wow. And very quick.
Not even a hesitation. Four.
Leilani.
Yeah.
Actually, my boobs
They're
are
all
that
named
big.
Leilani.
It's just the dress. It makes it look big.
What's your cup size there?
I'm pretty sure that this interview.
Let's all guess.
Okay, guess.
Go ahead.
Cup size.
Go ahead. Drew?
36C.
Tid?
I'm just going to stare at him. See how long I can get her hold this thing.
Crystal
open.
Beth?
Hmm. 34C.
I'm going to say 42H. Because I'm out of the game.
Because you don't even know?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say they
I'll
are.
I'll say $1, Bob.
you get the Winnebago and the boobs.
38D.
I'm actually a 36B. So
a B?
Wow, she chops a Victoria's Secret.
I don't think you know your own bra size.
I do.
No, I don't think you do.
It's a B. It's a dress. It's
Crystal Beth, isn't it true a lot of women don't know their own bra size?
It's very true.
Yeah. I don't think you know your bra size,
dude,
22.
One of the greatest things I ever experienced was going 22. Into a Victoria's Secret one time with these two chicks that I knew, mm-hmm. and they both had the professional at Victoria's.
Hot?
Dude, it was like a threesome, and one of the chicks I didn't even know.
Did they let you finish in there?
They didn't know.
Victoria's Secret actually has good dressing rooms.
Oh, they have fantastic
dressing rooms for couples.
And spacious.
And there's one down in Las Vegas that has intimate. A very dirty dressing room right now.
Did you dirty it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now! That's
a
little
bit of kid DNA on that wall.
Yeah, there's a couple tanning salons down there, too.
He left some of his babies on the wall.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Becca. That's
Thank
been intern
you.
Interview,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Hope you got to know Becca a little bit.
You're hired. Wow, we got to know Becca a lot.
Yeah, almost you're probably going to have
too
a
much.
Date.
Can you even sit now?
Wait, hold on.
Oof.
I just want to know. The reason I asked about the farting is off air. Drew said that he thinks it's disgusting if you go down on a girl and she farts.
But yet he likes girls.
He likes girls pissing on his face.
Right.
And bleeding all over him.
Right.
Okay. I never said pissing on my face. I like I can take a piss on the chest.
Only as high as the neck.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, because
there are limits.
Hey, but here's my question to you.
Okay.
If they're pissing on you and fart, is that gross?
Like a fart, not a queef?
Yes, a fart.
Did she say that's a fucking queef?
Well, okay, no, but she's been throwing the word around a lot.
No, I haven't. You have.
I would shoot puke. You would, for once, you could actually gross me
what
out.
What if she's facing ass away from you?
No, you know what? There was a girl I was dating a while ago, and we were sleeping, this few years ago, we're sleeping together in the same bed, and while she was sleeping, she was farting in her sleep. I broke up with her.
Dude, you probably fart in your sleep every 3 seconds. Yeah. Look at you. You're a flatulent animal.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
You probably fart walking up the stairs.
You're farting now.
God, coming from the guy who stunk up my whole apartment for 4 weeks.
Because I took a dump? Sorry. Poo is stinky.
Make that t-shirt.
Poo is stinky.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Obvious.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to wrap this shit up.
Literally.
My name is Big Daddy Toddy. That is Notorious T.I.D.
Oof.
Everyone's favorite drug is Crystal Beth, Voodoo Drew.
So sick, Social Club.
We finally found his weakness. All those times he nearly made me puke on the show. Now all we got to do to gross him out is queef or fart.
And you know what? If there's any
queef, I like.
If there's
I like
any,
queefs.
If there's any girls out there who would like to put this to a test, please send us a message. We have plenty of room here and
fart
get Drew to lay down there. I honestly do not believe that this man will puke.
Oh my God!
So
we
let's
have to put it to the test.
We absolutely have to put it to the test. We are like fucking Mythbusters over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Becca, next week you need to fart on Drew.
Puke.
All right, start eating your protein now.
I'm done. Guys, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's been a good run.
That is at Voodoo Drew.
Follow me on Twitter, at Voodoo Drew. D is an asshole.
Thank you, sir.
At the O Show altogether.
Thank you. And don't forget our bro, Danny O10. Right now, as we speak, he's at the Barry Jazz Festival.
You know what? I forgot about him already. I was like, oh, yeah, that dude, huh? Nah, we love
Tid him. Tid was convinced Dan was under the table this whole time.
He must have been.
Standing.
Seriously. You know how, and I finally figured it out this week, and I was going to talk to him about it, but then I realized he's not on the show. You know how I've always said that Dan is not like a true black man or anything
right.
like that? You know how I know this for a fact?
How do you know this?
He has absolutely zero illegitimate children.
Oh, my.
On that note.
Wow.
Thanks to Ernest Miller for joining us and ribbing us.
Oh, that was tremendous.
Cat.
Yep.
Thanks to our interns, Becca and Adele, who you'll get a chance to meet.
We're going
to
interview her next week.
I can't wait to interview Adele.
Good night, everyone. We're going out on, of course, the only tune that makes sense this week. Somebody Call My Mama. We'll see you next time.
Funk,
see ya.
Is on a roll. Funk is on a roll.
Hey, 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 yo. Can somebody call my mama? Funk, it's about to get funky up in here.
Monkey's on the road.